Right. So today we're taking a deep dive into a world that I think everybody has some experience with, right?
Oh, yeah.
Car dealerships.
Absolutely.
We've got this great blog post here that we're going to kind of dissect and look at called Navigating the Road Ahead: Challenges Facing Auto Dealers in Today's Economic State.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not just about, you know, walking onto the lot and picking out a shiny new car anymore.
Right.
There's a lot more going on, a lot more complexity. So think of this deep dive as kind of like your crash course in everything you ever wanted to know about buying a car and
What?
what's going on behind the scenes
Behind the curtain,
at
like
these
it.
dealerships. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and I think for a lot of listeners, they're probably familiar with that feeling of going to a car dealership.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's not always the most delightful experience,
Right.
but you know, these are businesses, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they face a lot of challenges. And so I think this is going to be a really interesting look at what's going on.
Well, one of the first things that really jumped out at me in this blog post was just the whole issue of the supply chain. You know, I remember back during the pandemic seeing those empty car lots.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, I just kind of thought that was a temporary thing.
Right.
We'll get over this.
Right.
But this blog post is saying that the supply chain issues are far from over. They're still a major challenge for dealerships. What's going on there? Why is this such a persistent problem?
Well, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said temporary, because I think that's how a lot of us thought about it. We kind of had this idea that, oh, you know, things will go back to normal. But I think what the pandemic really revealed was how delicate a lot of these global supply chains are.
Right.
And, you know, for dealerships specifically, it's not just one thing, right? There was the semiconductor chip shortage, which threw a wrench into everything. But there are other materials, you know, shortages that are popping up in different areas. And so it's a very complicated picture.
Yeah, and so how does a dealer even deal with that? I mean, how do they plan their inventory when they don't know when these parts are going to come in or when they're going to be able to actually get these cars?
Right. I mean, that's a tough question. You know, some dealerships are relying more on pre-owned vehicles,
Oh, right.
because, you know, they don't have that same reliance on those brand new parts coming in.
Right.
But of course, that comes with its own challenges, right? Because the used car market can be very volatile. Prices are up and down. It's a gamble.
Right. Right. You don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly. So you see some dealerships expanding their service departments, you know, really pushing things like detailing packages, extended warranties, that kind of thing,
Oh, okay.
to kind of try and make up some of that lost revenue from new car sales.
So it's all about just finding those different revenue streams.
Exactly. Diversifying.
Yeah. And you know, this whole online car buying thing, that seemed to be another challenge. This blog post really talks about, you know, that traditional model of walking into a dealership and doing everything there,
Right,
that's
yeah.
changing rapidly, it feels like. Like these dealerships almost have to become like tech companies overnight to stay competitive.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's not just about setting up a website anymore.
Right.
Consumers are expecting this seamless experience, you know, what they call omnichannel. So, you know, they might be researching a car online and then they go into the dealership, take it for a test drive, but then maybe they want to finalize the financing from their couch later that night.
Right.
And so dealerships are having to invest in these systems that can manage all of that. And for smaller dealerships, that can be a really big burden financially.
Oh, absolutely. And
Yeah.
on top of all that, this blog post points out that, you know, costs are just going up across the board. You know, labor, rent, utilities, everything.
It all adds up.
Yeah. So how are they supposed to deal with that?
I don't know.
And then you layer on top of that the fact that electric vehicles are becoming more and more
Right.
popular, and there's that whole new set of costs associated with that.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest things that dealerships are grappling with right now. It's
Yeah.
not just about having EVs on the lot.
Yeah.
It's about having the charging infrastructure. It's about training technicians to work on these new powertrains.
Right.
Even things like insurance costs, they're different for EVs. So it's a lot of investment at a time when, as you said, those margins are already getting squeezed.
And it makes me wonder, you know, with all these rising costs and this whole kind of tech arms race that's going on,
Yeah.
are traditional dealerships even going to be around in like 10 years? I mean, is this model sustainable?
It's a valid question. You know, this blog post also touches on something that I think is often overlooked, and that's regulations. You know, selling cars isn't just about, you know, business savvy. There's a whole web of regulations that dealerships have to navigate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether it's safety standards, emissions regulations, consumer protection laws.
Yeah.
There's a lot there. And the scrutiny from government agencies is increasing.
Right.
So, you know, for dealerships, it's another layer of complexity, right? They have to stay updated on these evolving rules. You know, fuel economy standards are constantly changing.
Right.
And then with EVs, you've got this whole new set of rules around charging infrastructure.
Okay.
Even things like cybersecurity.
Oh, wow.
You know, as cars become more connected,
right,
there are cybersecurity requirements that dealerships have to be aware of.
So it's almost like they need a law degree on top of everything else,
right,
just to sell cars these days.
It's a lot to keep up with. And of course, all of that adds to the cost of doing business.
Yeah. You mentioned cybersecurity and connected cars, and that makes me think of some of the things that this blog post talked about as far as dealerships kind of experimenting with alternative
right.
models,
right.
like subscription services. What do you see? Do you think that's going to be something that becomes more common in the future?
It's hard to say for sure. You know, subscription models, they appeal to a certain segment of consumers, people who maybe want more flexibility.
Right.
They don't want to be tied down to a long-term loan or a lease.
Right.
But for dealerships, it's a big shift, right? Because their whole business model is set up for ownership transactions, not ongoing service management.
Right.
So, you know, it requires a whole different mindset, different systems.
Wow. This deep dive has really been eye-opening for me. It's amazing how complex this industry has become.
Absolutely. You know, the days of just, you know, the pushy salesperson on the lot, those days are fading.
Right.
Now, dealerships need to be tech savvy. They need to be financially resilient. They need to be regulatory experts. And they have to do all of that while catering to these ever-evolving consumer demands.
Wow.
It's a lot. It is. But it'll be interesting to see how they navigate it.
Yeah, it's a tough road ahead for sure. But this deep dive has been a great kind of crash course in all the realities of the auto industry today.
I agree.
And, you know, what's clear is that dealerships are at this crossroads. But it makes me wonder, as, you know, car technology gets even more complex and consumer preferences continue to shift, who's going to be in the driver's seat, so to speak,
right,
in the future? Mm-hmm. You know, will it be the dealerships that we know today, or will entirely new models emerge? That's something I think is really worth thinking about.
Absolutely.
And so for our listeners out there, I think that's your food for thought today.
Yeah.
Think about that. You know, do some more research. This deep dive is just the beginning of exploring this fascinating topic.
Yeah, it's a really interesting time for the industry.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you then.